His check on stores we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In Kent, a drive-through COVID-19 testing site will be open today at Kent Town Hall. In the parking lot from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., New Milford VNA will be conducting the testing. It's a PCR test. You'll receive results in approximately 48 hours. Keep in mind that due to current lab capacities, testing is prioritized for those who are symptomatic or have had a known close contact with positive cases. For planning purposes, register or choose to either the morning or afternoon session, and you can register at hy.perlink.com. Other testing locations, there's an obvious shortage, of course, of testing sites in the northwest corner. The State Department of Public Health has recently reported they're looking to add more testing sites in the coming weeks. If you're looking for testing sites and can't get waited to test it on Monday, you can visit the state's website and enter your zip code to see on a map a nearby testing location. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said the legislature will have to close projected deficits of $4.3 billion in the next two-year budget plan. According to a new estimate released on Friday, the legislature's Office of Fiscal Analysis is also projecting a budget deficit of $901.7 million for the current 2021 fiscal year that'll end on June 30th. The combined $4.4 billion shortfall over the next three fiscal years will exceed the currently projected $3 billion balance in the budget reserve fund. The OFA included the deficit projections in an annual budget forecast provided to the legislature's two budget committees on Friday. The State Office of Policy and Management also released separate reports to the Appropriations Committee and Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee, providing its projections for the current budget year and three succeeding fiscal years. The analysis said its budget outlook reflects the serious damage the coronavirus pandemic has done to the economy. The John T. and Jane Widlehold Foundation, a supporting fund of Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, has awarded the Housatonic Valley Association a $60,000 Habitat, Land, and Environmental Protection Grant for its Follow the Forest Conservation Initiative. In announcing the grant, Tim Abbott, Regional Land Conservation Director at HVA, said it will allow HVA and its conservation partners in Northwest Connecticut to redouble their efforts to protect one of the most significant wildlife habitat corridors in the eastern United States. Connecticut has now surpassed 100,000 in total cases of coronavirus, according to the Department of Public Health. The Friday update provided no good news in Connecticut. The total number of deaths attributed to the virus is now inching up as well, although the rate of deaths is still lower than it was in the spring at the start of the pandemic. COVID-19 remains on the rise in New York, with some areas of the state getting hit harder now than they did during the first wave of the pandemic in March and April. On Friday, New York reported 5,468 new coronavirus cases from the previous day, pushing the state's total past 585,000 confirmed cases since the start of March. It's the latest in a string of daily infections that rival those seen in April in New York, when a huge number of cases in the city and the surrounding area hit the state harder than anywhere else in the country. Massachusetts crews will be repairing bridges on Interstate 90 in Otis and Beckett from 7 a.m. to 3:30. Bridge repair operations in Otis taking place on I-90 eastbound at marker 23 in Beckett. The repairs will take place at marker 15.9. And today, the Great Barrington Board appears poised to reject the expansion permit for the Great Barrington Airport. It's been a long run-up to the likely decision today. The Select Board, though, is poised, it seems, to reject that special permit that would allow the construction of six hangars at the airport. At a seventh continuation of its public hearing, three of the four board members who can vote indicated that this permit will not fly based on the legal standards set by the town's bylaws. Quote, the benefits do not outweigh the detriments, end quote, according to Vice Chairman Ed Abrams at the November 9th hearing. The planning board, by the way, has vetted the proposal and found that the storage on concrete pads indoors is far safer for the environment than tying them to the ground, as most aircraft are now. One concern is the aquifer beneath the airport that runs the length of the town to the Connecticut border. In a flood of letters to the board, residents and aviators said the roughly 90-year-old airport is a community asset that should be supported. They say safety would be improved by keeping planes inside garages. Regretfully, the Sharon Methodist Church is not sponsoring their annual pie sale the Wednesday before Thanksgiving due to COVID, nor will they be having their Christmas fair on the first Saturday in December due to the virus. Hopefully, they'll be able to return next year. The traditional Thanksgiving dinner for those in need, usually held at the Pilgrim House on Granite Avenue in North Canaan, will be takeout only this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meals will be distributed directly to cars of the recipients on Thanksgiving Day in front of the Pilgrim House between noon and 2 p.m. Home delivery will be available. If you wish to make a food donation or arrange for home delivery of meals or volunteer with all the proper personal protective equipment, contact Beverly Becker at 860-824-5854 or 860-671-1892. The Town of North Canaan holiday gift program is underway. If you haven't received your application, you can pick one up at the Town Hall or contact the Social Service Office at 860-824-7313, extension 110, and leave a message with information for one to be mailed to you. The applications are due by December 1st. The Millerton Fire Company has a way to invoke the Christmas spirit, scheduling Santa runs for local children. Since this year's Parade of Lights was canceled due to the pandemic, the fire company decided to organize Santa runs and drive by local children's homes, waving and sounding their sirens as they pass, to make a request for a Santa run. Leave your name and address in the mailbox at the firehouse by the end of day today. For more information, you can go to the Millerton Fire Company Facebook page. Are they going to cancel the winter walk in Hudson? No way. They're going to do it safely. Yes, Hudson Hall has produced Winter Walk, Hudson's beloved Winter Street Festival. Beginning as a one-block party, it grew into the Hudson's most colorful event of the year, an important evening of trade for many local shops and restaurants. This year, they need Winter Walk more than ever. Local businesses need your support, and the community needs the extra cheer and joy. They want to bring the Winter Walk Hudson Safe Edition, but they need your help to donate to reach the goal, so they can have the Winter Walk spirit alive this December. Instead of a single night, it'll be 20 days of festive holiday cheer. It will include fireworks, Saxo Claus, late-night shopping and dining, decorated shop windows, Santa's Village at 7th Street Park, Christmas tree and Hanukkah menorah lighting ceremonies, a COVID-safe rip-the-nut installation for families, virtual visits with Santa from the North Pole, free gift wrap books for every child. You can help meet the cost to bring Winter Walk 2020 to life by donating at GoFundMe.com/F/KeepTheSpiritOfWinterWalkAlive in 2020. Salisbury Board of Education will be meeting today, as their Zoom meeting set for 5:30. Also today, the Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting via Zoom in Cornwall as well. The Town of Sheffield Agricultural Committee has a meeting today. It is once again a dial-in meeting. Community Health and Wellness Center has a coronavirus COVID-19 testing going on tomorrow, 9:30 until 12 at the North Canaan Town Hall, while supplies last. For more information, in the register, 860-489-0931. Kent Park and Recreation Commission on their agenda for their special meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It is a meeting where you can get that information to join in on their website. Coming up tomorrow, the Salisbury ZBA has a meeting at 5 p.m. Then on Thursday, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station will be closed for the holiday. Tomorrow at 7:30 in Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a Zoom meeting. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting and agenda on the way. Tomorrow, for November 24th at 7 p.m., it is a virtual meeting. An art exhibition, 12 by 12, the Falls Village Artists Edition, on display beginning tomorrow, November 24th, at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. In Dover, the Town Board regular meeting will be held Wednesday, the 25th, 6:30 till 7:30. Coming up November 27th at 7 p.m., Town Hall Players in Cornwall hold their virtual viral variety show. On the 28th in Cornwall at 4:30, Cornwall Reads Cornwall at the library via Zoom. An opening reception will be held Saturday, November 28th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. at Standard Space Nostalgia. Now, Standard Space will only be open to the public by appointment under pandemic COVID-19 rules, 12 to 6, Friday through Sunday. Other appointments can be arranged Monday through Thursday. You must bring your own mask. Now, the opening reception is weather permitting. Reception will be held Outside from 5:30 till 8, four individuals or one family group will be admitted to the exhibition at time. Refreshments will be served outside. Remember to please bring your mask. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average start off the week at 29,263.48, the NASDAQ at 11,854.97, and the S&P 500 at 3557.54. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.